Welcome to the Driving for Bluegrass podcast, the show where we dive into the stories behind the advancing logistics and transportation solutions at Bluegrass Dedicated. I'm your host, Jim DeCesare. On this episode, we're excited to welcome two key members of Bluegrass Dedicated, Operations Manager Dustin Johnson and Transportation Supervisor Robert Knight. We'll explore their roles, challenges, and what keeps Bluegrass Dedicated at the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just interested in how dedicated logistics get done, this episode offers valuable insights, so let's get started. Here's my conversation with Dustin Johnson and Robert Knight. Hi, Dustin and Robert. Welcome to Driving for Bluegrass. Hey, Dustin, can you give us a glimpse into your day-to-day responsibilities as operation manager and how your role supports the bigger picture of Bluegrass Dedicated?
So, my day-to-day kind of changes. You know, working in transportation, you got to be prepared for change all the time. But, you know, kind of the gist of my day is always the same. I get up in the morning and I start kind of making my calls. I try to contact every driver at least once a day, just make sure they're doing all right, make sure they're tracking on time. You gotta kind of look at the big picture with drivers and our customers. You know, I've got to have my eye looking both ways, making sure that we're getting everything covered and we're meeting our expectations, also while making sure, you know, I'm just communicating with guys, and life on the road can be challenging.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that, you know, I'm just staying in touch and talking to my guys every day, you know, seeing how they're doing, making sure they don't need anything from me, and also making sure they're getting done what we need done.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, you want to take care of your customers, but you also got to take care of your drivers. And, it's a lot of juggling.
Yeah.
And always being open for getting hit with something. 'Cause you know, we're all just one car accident or one highway closure from missing a delivery and having to shuffle a driver's entire week. So
yeah,
that's just kind of the gist of how my days are going right now.
I got you. So when you say you call your drivers every day, how many drivers are you overseeing and are you reaching out to on a daily basis?
I've got 23 drivers that I deal with day to day every day. I talk to just about every one of them daily. There are some drivers that I have that just prefer not to be contacted. They call me when they need something.
Gotcha.
And so, but I have some drivers, you know, I'll spend 30 minutes and we'll just be chatting, kind of, you know,
yeah,
just talking about life and, you know, seeing it. You know, I like to get to know everybody.
Sure.
So it helps me with, well, you know, planning them, but just knowing what makes them tick and what makes them go. And also, you know, it lets me know that, hey, I know this driver needs to be home by 5 on Friday so he can go get his daughter or whatever that may be. You got to be really personal with the drivers, and it not only helps them, but it helps, you know, the overall picture of the company. You know, if you take care of your drivers, they'll take care of you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that John and I talked about in the last episode of Driving for Bluegrass. You know, Robert, your role as transportation supervisor, you sort of have the same, almost a dual role in to some extent. So how do you support the drivers and the operations team?
Well, it's sort of the same that Dustin was just talking about. Quite honestly, helping the drivers and matching them up with what the operations team is trying to accomplish, customer demands to meet where our assets and our drivers are at, to get something done on the day to day.
Yeah, fantastic. And I know that's an important part of the culture here at Bluegrass Dedicated, is making sure that you know, everybody has the opportunity to talk to their leadership team whenever they need to. And it's even better when the leadership team is reaching out to them to find out what their needs are and, you know, the good and the bad, because a lot of times you hear some of the negative stuff from your team about things that are going wrong, but you also get that positive feedback as well. And that, I'm sure that's what helps drive this company and makes the culture so great around here. Dustin, what's been one of the biggest challenges you faced in operations recently, and how's your team overcome it?
So just about 6 months ago, we did a software upgrade and so it was going to help us streamline things on our end. And then back in January, we launched our Sidekick app. So it was definitely a tough challenge trying to get all the drivers implemented and changed over, because basically everything that they receive their load information and everything they need to be successful, we changed all that. We switched to a completely new app. And, you know, as you know, a lot of these guys don't come to the office.
Yeah.
So we did everything over the phone, you know, remotely. And so it was definitely a challenge. You know, it's always a challenge teaching somebody new software. It makes it a lot more challenging doing it not in person.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we just had to work really close with all the drivers and stay in communication and be patient. That's the big thing with that is they're not going to get it right the first time because it's new. So you watch what they're doing. You see, you know, okay, hey, you did this right, but what you should have done next is this. So it was definitely a challenge, but we were able to overcome it. And, you know, most of our drivers are, you know, performing well with it. We're not really seeing a whole lot of issues now.
And, you know, in the service industry, whether it's whether you're working for a plumbing company or a logistics company, you know, technology is making its way into the industry now. And a lot of times you have to sort of teach old dogs new tricks, you know. And has everybody been receptive and adapted well to the technology changes?
No, sir. Not everyone. But
I knew the answer to that, but thought I'd ask
that's
anyhow.
That's to be expected. Yeah. You know, that kind of comes with the territory on, you know, who we work with every day. You sure. know, some people are just not open-minded. But once you show them the big picture, everybody, you know, eventually comes around.
Yeah.
It's just getting there. You know, it may be a difficult road to get there, but we've gotten there, and I'm very proud of our entire team for getting through that and not really having any major issues.
Yeah.
You know, it could have went a lot worse than it did. And because we all work together so well, it's went really well.
Awesome. So Robert, what do you think sets Bluegrass Dedicated apart when it comes to managing transportation and fleet logistics? You know, culture is one of the things we talked about. Technology is another. Anything you want to add on to that?
Sure. I can tell you. So I've been here fairly new to the company, but been in trucking and transportation 20 plus years. I can tell you there's not really something that Bluegrass is doing that's so much different than anyone else in the industry. So far as, I mean, we're all just doing the same thing. Pick up and deliver on time safely, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's the underscore of what we're trying to accomplish. What I think is a little different here is the family kind of feel, the people.
Yeah.
The drivers feel that too. So we want to make sure that we're engaging them on a level besides just the business. It's mm-hmm. about what are we trying to accomplish as a family, as a group of people.
Yes.
So that does it shines here. You can see from the people, the heart is invested in what they're doing.
That's fantastic. So, Dustin, you know, communication and coordination are key in your role. How do you ensure alignment between drivers, dispatch, and the other departments within Bluegrass Dedicated?
Well, so I start with getting out in front of everything. One of my old managers told me a long time ago, you know, bad news doesn't get better with time. So,
that's so true.
I like to stay out in front of the issues. And if something's going to be rough, you know, if it's not necessarily the best freight that they're hauling or the best customer that we're working with, I always try to tell the drivers, hey, man, this one's probably not going to be the best. It's probably going to stink, but we'll get through it. And you communicate with me throughout the process. And then as far as our operations team, I try to talk to everybody on our team pretty much daily. I don't always get, you know, Greg, because he's a busy man. But I, you know, I'm in constant contact with our customer reps, our other planners, you know, our local team. And then, you know, even our, I talk to our IT department once a week. I talk to our payroll department once a week. So I just try to stay in contact with everyone because I, you know, me working from Florida, I don't see everyone.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I'm on the phone with somebody all day, whether that's a driver, that's the operations staff, you know, pretty much 10 to 12 hours a day. I'm on that phone making calls, trying to see if anyone needs anything and you know, helping support our other team members and our other operations.
Fantastic.
In any way that I can.
And of course, Robert, you're part of that chain as well. So how do you build trust and ensure the drivers feel supported in everything that they're doing?
I think staying connected with them on what they're trying to accomplish, whether that's I need more miles, I need more money, I need more home time. I mean, whatever it is. I don't have a dog in their fight in particular, so I just want from them what are they trying to accomplish, and then helping them whatever that end result needs to be.
All right. So 15 years Bluegrass Dedicated has been around. Dustin, what do you think has contributed most to the operational success?
So I'm not sure if you know this, but I've been with this company since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in supply chain for 4.5 years, and I've been at Dedicated for 5. So I've gotten to see this company from pretty much in and out from both sides. And the biggest thing that, you know, stands out to me from working here is, you know, following those core values that we talk about.
Yep.
You know, that means something to me. And, you know, when you talk to your managers, that means something to them as well. And you know it. And then on the flip side, the work that we do, you know, with a lot of the manufacturing support, warehousing support, and our transportation support, you know, it changes. Our customers aren't always perfect. So you got to be ready to take anything that gets thrown at you and run with it. And I've watched our operations grow through the time that I've worked here. And I've watched us, you know, we've went into a lot of situations and it been thinking it was going to be smooth and it, you know, was hectic and chaotic, but we fought through it and we worked together. And it's been nice to see that growth there, all while, you know, sticking with those core values and doing, you know, doing things the right way.
Yeah. And we're sitting here in a room at Bluegrass Dedicated on Scotty's Way, and I'm looking at the 5 core values right now hanging on the wall. And I know that's important to the leadership to make sure that, you know, everybody is living by those core values each and every day. And Robert, you know, there's always a lot of challenges in transportation. How do you keep things moving during those high pressure moments?
Well, like Dustin was just talking about, the chaos of some things, staying in front of it's super important. What I do know is there's always going to be something mm-hmm. that you didn't plan is going to happen.
Yeah.
So you always wait for the next shoe to fall. Like, I know it's going to happen. My day didn't start until a problem happens. So staying focused on the solution to whatever that problem is how you push through, even if it's high pressure, multitasking, you got to get through the middle of it. What am I trying to get done and who's helping me get it done?
Yeah. Well, fantastic. And Dustin, you know, I know John and the leadership team are big on growing employees as well. So what advice would you give someone who's new in operations and looking to grow in the logistics industry, whether they work at Bluegrass Dedicated or somewhere else and they're listening to this podcast?
So two big things for me. My first day working in transportation, I'm talking to a driver and he tells me, he says, don't lie to your drivers. Don't, you know, feed them a line to get them to do something. Just be honest with them and it'll go a long way. And I've stuck to that since I've been here. And it has helped me build, you know, some strong relationships. Those relationships are what makes you go, makes everything go. It's just maintaining a strong relationship, a personal relationship with every driver, every office staff. And, you know, from working in operations, the other thing is don't be afraid to take on new challenges. Don't be afraid to jump in and help out somewhere else. I've been able to learn a lot about more than just what I do daily. And it helps me, and it helps our team, because just with my tenure here, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, people come to me throughout the day and say, hey, how do you do this? Or what should we be doing here? And I'm able to give that information because when I was new, I jumped in. Mm-hmm. I jumped in head first and said, teach me, throw it all my way.
Yeah. And I think that you hit on an important topic here, is that, you know, being open, being honest, being truthful, being transparent and everything you do, and having that open communication. The biggest problem in any business or industry, when you see issues and cracks within the operation, it 9 times out of 10 is going to come down to communication problems. And so having those communication lines open all the time are going to build that trust and confidence in you, whether you're a leader or whether you're an employee. And so I think that's pretty important. I appreciate you sharing that with us, Dustin. Robert at Bluegrass Dedicated, I know you haven't been here for a very long time, but talk about a moment or an accomplishment that stands out to you since you've been here. Some of the things that you've seen that just sort of stood out.
Just recently that we have taken on a new location, a yard up in Middletown, Ohio.
I've heard a lot about the Ohio place.
There you go. So it stuck out to me because it's fairly new, and we're wrapping our hands around how do we use it? How do we communicate with drivers remotely? How do we use that, right? But I took it to be a sign of growth. Like, we're doing something new that fit a problem that existed before. I mean, we have customers and different needs in that area, but we didn't have someplace. What if we have a problem? Where do we go at that point? So having a hub that just kind of developed here just recently, I saw it happen, and I took that to be a really good sign of growth.
You know, one of the things that John and I have talked about, and some of the others have talked about on previous episodes, and this is kind of for both of you, but getting that feedback from your customers and your clients on how to make things better. Do you get a lot of that feedback from your, you know, your, you might hear something from the driver that said, hey, they thought this might work better if we'd done something this way.
Yeah, for sure. You get that kind of feedback. It doesn't always come across positively, but you're going to get feedback on how to get better, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you take a negative and turn it into a positive.
Absolutely.
You know, address the situation and tackle the problem head on.
What did we do that didn't meet an expectation? How do we do it better the next time, right?
Exactly.
100%. You get that kind of feedback almost on the daily, sometimes through the drivers, sometimes directly through customer service, whichever that happens to be. But if you don't get that feedback, I don't know how to make it a little better next time, right? You're going to assume everything went great because no news should be good news, right? It's not necessarily the case. You almost need the negative feedback to hone your skill a little better, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big believer in exit interviews and chatting. You know, I want to hear the good stuff, but I also want to hear, I need to hear the bad stuff.
100%.
And if, you know, if a solution was developed because, you know, the Ohio location came about, what I'm hearing is because there was a need and a solution was needed, and that's why that operation's up and running now. Dustin, you want to chime in on that one as well?
Yeah, I think that when you're looking at like some of that stuff, like the new Ohio location, that was presented as a solution because of feedback we got from our customer. You know, we were using a few too many spots at one of the customer locations, and we saw an opportunity there to get us our own drop yard, and that's went really just seamless on, you know, getting all that stuff, getting it all set up, having the right drivers to run those first loads into that yard and drop their trailers where they're supposed to be, so other drivers going in there be okay, that's how I need to drop the trailer, because if you know you're staring at a blank parking lot, well, you don't know how we want our trailers dropped or which direction they need to face. Mm-hmm. So getting that feedback and having those right guys go in first, that was really key in getting that done.
You know, you mentioned, one of you all mentioned a moment ago about being remote. You know, I know, Dustin, you're in Florida. Of course, Robert's here. Your drivers are all over the place. I think maybe logistics may have been the first remote workforce in the world, versus, you know, well before COVID. And, you know, that always presents challenges, having to deal with people in different locations, but also trying to work together at the same time and create synergies while everybody may be, you know, you maybe have a driver in Ohio, you're in Florida, and Robert's in Bowling Green, you know, and trying to figure out solutions to that. How's that been working out, especially, you know, with all the technology and all the things that have come about since the pandemic? Because that really changed the remote world, so to speak, and has sort of streamlined things as well, because more and more people are doing it now. Either one of you can take it.
Yeah. It, so I mean, I've been remote for 3.5 years. So it is definitely challenging because you don't hear what's going on in the office. You know, if you're sitting in the office, I might hear Robert on the phone with his driver about dealing with, you know, hey, I can't find this place. And I'm sitting over there knowing, hey, Robert, you want to go in on this lane and take a left and come in the back way. I don't hear a lot of that, you know. So I'll get on this a few times, just making sure you're communicating with people and, you know, building that relationship with each other, you know, with everyone in the office. Everyone in our operation knows that, you know, anytime you need something, you can call me and I'll do everything I can to help you figure it out. I won't always be able to do it right away, but it's really just building strong relationships because, you know, when you're away from people, you don't get that friendly interpersonal relationship. So you've got to really work harder to do that because, you know, I don't get a chit chat with people in the office sometimes and, you know, spend that time together being cohesive. So,
yeah,
it is challenging.
Yeah, you don't get those sidebar conversations that you know when you're all together in one room that or one building that you might hear. But keeping those lines of communication open is, as you mentioned, very crucial. Anything you want to add to that, Robert?
Just even with remote, technology has come a long way.
Yeah.
That keeps us all connected. So you could be on the phone while you're responding to an email and you have a Teams chat going with three other people. So, there's different ways to stay connected and we're utilizing those tools.
Yeah.
Even remotely. I mean, I do appreciate being in an office with the people where you can lean over your shoulder and have a conversation. But, I mean, even Dustin and I have developed using some apps just to stay more in connection with each other. That it does help. It's immediate, even though it's remote.
Yeah.
It's an immediate response.
Dustin, what's one thing about your job that people might not realize but is crucial to keeping everything running smoothly on a day-to-day basis?
A lot of people when they're new coming into this, there's you look at, standard driver can run 550 miles in a day, no problem. But when you really start to dig into that, most of the time it's not the case. You know, when you're running through the mountains, you're going to go slower.
Yeah.
When you're running through these big cities, things are going to slow down. And that's something that, you know, when I came in I have not a clue on really how this works. And, my manager's like, just look for something about 500, 550 miles. They'll be fine. And then I, you know, quickly learned that that's not always the case. You've got to take a lot of factors into that every day. You know, it really depends where you are. And so I've learned a lot about the United States and where areas where you can run, you know, 600, 650 miles in a day.
Yeah.
And then there's some areas where, you know, you're lucky to get four, just on what you're doing. So learning that geography and kind of, you know, looking at those small things is really crucial in the day-to-day operation on keeping things running smooth and timely.
I get that. I mean, I could see driving across Kansas, you could probably get 550 miles a day, but driving from, you know, along I-95 on the Eastern Seaboard, you may have a few more hiccups.
That's right. We do a lot in Chicago and,
yesterday,
6 hours in and out, and that was to go, you know, maybe 120 miles.
Yeah.
It's challenging, but the, you know, like I said before, it's good to get out in front of stuff. communicate and be in touch.
Yeah. Before we started the podcast today, Robert and I were talking. He's originally from Southern California, and I drove from San Diego to L.A. once. I was like, oh, 90 miles or whatever? Easy. It's like driving to Louisville. 4 hours later, you know, I'm there. So, yeah, I get that. So, hey, Robert, looking ahead, what are you most excited about when it comes to the future of transportation at Bluegrass Dedicated?
I'm really excited to be a bigger part in, like, the onboarding process. Quite honestly, we have great recruiters. We're bringing on some new talent. There's always new drivers that are coming through. I don't want to use the words like revolving door, but it is, quite honestly, sort of the business that we're in. We're going to have new drivers that are constantly coming in, and being a bigger part of that, I think, would be huge, to help set us up at the very beginning, right?
Yeah.
Onboarding that driver. And I'm really excited if, on some level, we are a bigger part of that.
Yeah, and as studies have shown that the onboarding process for new employees is one of the most, because employees will decide within the first 30, 60 days if they're going to stay with that company. Mm-hmm. And that onboarding process is huge to make it, you know, get them acclimated to the culture and make them feel wanted and loved, because that's what everybody wants, right?
100%.
All right, Dustin, before we let you go, any final comments?
Just to kind of follow up on the something to be excited for here, our growth, you know, we're growing and we're taking on new business. I want to say monthly, but it may be even more often than that. And it's been, you know, very exciting to see how much we've grown since I started. You know, when I first started, we were only working with brokers for all of our freight. Mm-hmm. And working more directly with customers has been just an awesome experience. You know, it's better for our drivers, and I'm excited to see where we go from here.
Awesome. Robert, what about you? Any final comments?
I think we have covered everything. I'm glad to be a part of this, being just invited to have some time to have a voice in what's going on. So yeah. I appreciate that.
And we're excited to have you here in South Central Kentucky as well. So thanks for joining us here as well. Hey, Dustin, Robert, thanks for being on Driving for Bluegrass.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks to Dustin Johnson and Robert Knight for sharing their insights and dedication behind Bluegrass Dedicated success. It's inspiring to hear how teamwork, innovation, and a focus on service keeps Bluegrass Dedicated moving forward. That wraps up this episode of Driving for Bluegrass. Until next time, I'm your host, Jim DeCesare. Keep your cargo moving, and here's to many more years of delivering excellence in logistics and transportation.